Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Kuf Beis, and we will talk about brushing teeth on Shabbos. Brushing teeth on Shabbos. So where does this come up? It comes up here on Kuf Beis and Mabeis, where the Mishnah talks about machzirin retia babikdash. One is allowed to, if a Kohen has a bandage on his arm and he takes it off in order to do the avoda, he's allowed to put it back. Machzirin retia b'mikdash avolo b'medina. You cannot put it back outside the base of mikdash. Why? Because putting it back would constitute an issur d'rabbanan, and there is only an issur d'rabbanan. We'll allow the issur d'rabbanan in the base of mikdash, but we won't allow it in the medina outside the base of mikdash. Why? What is the issur d'rabbanan? So Rashi explains: Machzirin retia koi chalaka biyada v'nasa la retia mibod yom. He put on a bandage before Shabbos. V'chutzrach la avod avoda b'Shabbos obiyata, and he has to do avoda. And he has to take off the retia because there'll be a chatitza between the begadim and his arm. And chatitza is posel. As the Rashi quotes, v'lakach ha-kohen, v'kiva d'chayis lo'avi l'kicha b'kohen. So he's allowed to put it back on, because if you don't allow him to take it off and then put it back on, he wouldn't take it off in the first place, and he won't end up doing the avoda. And this is what Rashi quotes to the Gemara in Beitza that says, hitiru sofa mishum t'chilasan. You allow him to take it off and put it back on, because he wouldn't take it off in the first place if you wouldn't allow him to put it back on. But not in the medina. Why? Gzeira shemi yamarech haretia. There's gauze, there's cream, so to speak, under the bandage. And we're worried that if you allow him to put it on, then he might come to smear the cream and violate the iser de oraisa of meruach. Rashi says, umimareach hainu mochek or memachik. One of the Isurei D'oraisa of Shabbos is mochik, is smoothing. What they used to do with the skins, the hides, they used to smooth the hides from any of the impurities on the surface. And the derabanan, the tolda of that is mimarech. And that's what the chash is here, that if you put the bandage on, then yogam haikon t'miruach, we won't allow that in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, but we would allow it in the Beis HaMikdash. So mimarech, changing the form of a cream type of substance in order to put on the gauze, that is one of the issues that comes up regarding brushing one's teeth on Shabbos. That's what we'll talk about because this is where it comes up. So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shabbos, the parak all about the Isurim D'oraisa, Isurei D'rabbanan, where the Rambam goes through, where most of Hilchos Shabbos is about the Malacha. So in Parak Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, that parak, the Rambam, various different malachos. He starts off with shochet and kosev, and the Rambam continues in halacha vav, v'chein hamimareach retia kolshehu. If somebody is mimareach, somebody smooths out or mushes the gauze, o sha'ava, or shapes wax, ozephes, tar, v'chayotze ben, midvarm hamismarchim, from materials that get formed, achi yachlik peneim, until they get smooth, chay mishem mochek, that's chayiv, it's called mochek or memachek, chay mishem mochek, that's the av malacha of smoothing, that is mochek. So really, on a harder surface, that's the av malacha of memachek, softer surface is the tolda of crushing and shaping on a more pliable surface. So, with this idea in mind, we see Rav Moshe Feinstein in Aruch Chaim and Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Yud Beis. He is the most machmir regarding the issue of brushing teeth. As we will see, almost every issue he says is a problem. Rav Moshe says, "Ubedez a short tshuva. Ubedavar lanako shinayim b'Shabbos b'yantiv im toothpaste. Pashut sha'asur mishum mamachik." The first issue that he quotes is mamachik, which is, there's toothpaste issues and toothbrush issues. So this is a toothpaste issue. If somebody has a paste-like form, and then you put it on the toothbrush, and then as you put it onto your teeth, it changes the form. It crushes it. It grinds it. It mushes it. It changes the shape of the paste. So that's the Nisa D'oraisa, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Mishum Mimachek. Ubalot, and then he gets into other issues as well, as we will see. But this is the first one that he mentions. The Tzitz Eliezer also is Machmir in this regard, in Chelek Zayin, in Simit Lamed. Rav Ovadia, in Yabia Omer Ismeko, he assumes that it doesn't generate the Isser Daraisa and the Malacha, since it's not meant to stay. It's going to be wiped off any moment. Ulam Nira, says Rav Avadia, Chelek Dalid, Simen Chav Zayin, to lo shayach memareach b'ki agavna, el imkein rotze b'kiyumo shal adavar shemis mareach. Unless you want the item that is becoming shaped. But if you take toothpaste on your teeth, right, you don't want it to be there. You want it to clean the teeth. Then you're going to rinse out your mouth with water. There's no problem with that. And he says that's based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says in Simen Shinta Zayin, if there is spit, if there is saliva on the ground, the problem with if somebody sees spit and they want to take their foot and step on it, the problem would be is mashvegumos, smoothing out the grounds with your foot. But if you just happen to walk on it straight and without crushing it or moving it specifically in mind, so that's okay. And even though memela it is moved around, kiloma and shaped on the ground, so to speak, and it is mutter because of the mias. Says that's the Shulchan Aruch, says the Magen Avraham, Demashma Shagabe Ritzpa Shoyla Shav Shefo. The only problem seems to be only on the ground, because it's going to be Ashvuye Gumots, but what if it's a stone floor? So then it would be allowed. Deleka Bahachi Chash Ashvuye Gumots. Ladas Marana Machaber, Simit Shilam Zayin Sif Beis, there wouldn't be a chash of that. That talks about the Shulchan Aruch, that talks about sweeping. You're allowed to sweep on a karka mirutzaf. Vitzarachian, Delitzar Mishame Ruach Atzmo. But what about, forget the ground, forget about the Shvi Gumos, what about the Memarech itself of the saliva? V'yesh lomar, the Memarech lo shayach ela kishakavanaso, she yismarech dover al gabi chavero. Aval hacha rotsa sheyiv lebakarka. You want it to just be absorbed in the ground, you're not interested in it being there at all. So, says the Magen Avraham, that would be mutter, and said based on this, with many other sources, as Rav Avadia says, Me'at ha'nir sh'divrei Magen Avraham v'achronim she'imo shayachem gam l'nidol didon. Tam emareach mishcha shinayim ein kavanaso elanakos ha'shinayim ulatzachzachon ubuki agavna lochashem iroklal u'mishra shari. That's what Rav Avadia is making based on that Magen Avraham. That the Tzitzel Yezer in that tshuva that I mentioned in Chelek Zayin doesn't think this is a heter. He says just because it's only going to be there for a short amount of time before it gets absorbed or come off, there's no shear, there's no minimum shear for how long something has to be mimurach. And therefore, he assumes it's a problem. He does not think that this is similar to the rope, right? They were contemporaries, the Tzitzel Yezer and Rav Avadia. They corresponded with each other often. So said the Tzitzel Yezer and Chelek Zayin Siman Lamed. I disagree with Rav Avadia. Sham kol shif shufa larok hu rak l'shem ha-matara shiv l'bakarka. Your whole purpose is to get it absorbed in the ground. U'bilade zeh ein lo kol kavana to'al ispazeh. You don't have any constructive purpose. Aval b'shiv shuf ha-shinayim b'mishcha sheish lo gam kavana to'alis mukdemes. First you want it on your teeth. You want it to be there on the teeth. You want it to remain on the teeth for a moment. And afterwards you're going to rinse it off. But you want it to be there for a moment. So for that moment, you don't need a shel kayama for this malacha. Says the Tzitzel Yezer. See, he is machbid and machber in that regard. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted, Rav Shechter quotes it in Nefesh HaRav on page 168. He quotes that Rav Soloveitchik held that it was mutter to brush teeth on Shabbos with regular toothpaste. And there's no issur of mimachik. Right, because the machik is where smoothing is when only when you remove a layer of dirt. Right, kemeisir es alichl chamud bak l'shinayim kamo deleka mishum machik bemeisir es alichl chamud bekelim. Right, I'm sorry, there isn't an isser of a machik if you're just removing a layer from on top. Right, you're not smoothing out the surface. That is just like taking off dirt from a cleat from a dish is not going to be smoothing because the dish is there. So to the teeth, removing the a layer is not going to be the issur. And he says, anyway, I don't think a layer is going to be removed. Because if you brush your teeth a million times, then your teeth shouldn't be there anymore. Because every time you remove a layer. And And then someone of the Talmidim said that Rav Moshe really didn't mean memachi, but he meant mimareach, and he assumed also. He says, Deloshayach leser mitam mimareach, el b'makam shehosif shetach chalak chadash al gabi mashu. You have to have a new yitzira, a new object or surface to be able to be the Isra Mimareach. But here, it's the same thing as it started with, similar to Rav Avadia. Eina mishcha nitevas agabi shenayim b'tzura shel shetach halak, v'yach tzichsuch kama pamim, shkvar nizmarcha mishcha heitev. So then, you take it off. Eina mishcha kayama klal v'klal. And therefore, he doesn't think it's a problem. So Rav Avadia and Rav Salvechik both assume that it's not an issue of Mimareach. Okay, according to either of these opinions, liquid toothpaste would be, if it's not a cream, but it's more of a gel, it's more of a drippy type of substance, then it would be okay. That's issue number one with toothpaste. That's the issue connected to our sugya. But there are other issues. What about toothpaste becomes a foamy liquid as you use it? So maybe it's an issue of molid. There is a Rashi. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. There's a question in the Gemara. What is the reason for the Gemara? The Gemara tells us that one is not allowed to crush ice on Shabbos. Right? That's the Gemara on Dav Nun Aleph Amabez. The end of Perpa Metomnin, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Ein Merazkin. Loas Hashelag Velos Abarad B'Shabbos. Bilshoy Zivu Meimav. You can't crush. Can't crush snow or barad so that the liquid comes out. Why not? 3 different days in the Rishonim. Rashi says, Molid. To come Molid B'Shabbos V'dami L'Malacha Sheborei Hamayim Elu. It's molded. It's similar to a malacha because you're creating this water. You are actively causing this water to be created. So that's Rashi molded. So maybe here too, maybe you're being molded by brushing. The paste is becoming a foamy liquid. Maybe that's molded. So the why that would not be a problem is that most Rishonim don't say what Rashi says. You look in the Rashba quotes the Sefer HaTruma, and the Rashba gives his own shot, and the Rambam says that the issue of crushing is similar to Peres HaNoshrin, and fruit that fall, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Shin Chaf Siftes. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote Rashi. And therefore, we don't have to be Choshesh. Hashalak Babarat E Maraskin Osam. You're not allowed to crush snow. Why aren't you allowed to do that? So the context is because it is similar to crushing fruit. That is what the Rambam says, and that's what other Rishonim say as well. Again, we're not going to get into that sugya, but that is number one. Rav Schechter also says that mold, he thinks, is only a problem from a solid to a liquid, but not from a paste to a liquid. Right, and that's another reason why the poskim don't really quote a molid being a problem. A third idea that's mentioned by some achronim that Rav Avadia quoted, the Ol Moshe, is what about refua? What about refua? Right? Is it an issue of refua in Issa D'Rabbanan of refua b'Shabbos? The Rambam says in Hilcha Shabbos, Perachaf Aleph, Hachoshesh b'Shinov lo yigam enas achometz v'yiflot. Right? If somebody's teeth are hurting them, they can't gargle with vinegar because that's clearly a refua. V'magam hu b'leah, but he could gargle and then swallow it. That's okay. Vein lo asen esam mitzamchi vein shafin as hashinayim b'sam b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to brush and rub on your teeth some type of medicinal liquid on Shabbos. Bizmanchim is kavin l'refua. We have kavana for refua. If your kavana is l'reach ha-peh, just to have good breath, take away the bad breath, so then mutter, that is mutter. Depends what you're doing. But right? If you're doing it not for refua purposes, then it'll be okay. So is brushing teeth, is that refua? So the post can assume that that's not a problem. Number one, it's preventative. It's not really fixing a problem. It's preventing a problem. It's removing the plaque so the teeth don't get a cavity. But once you have a cavity, brushing teeth is not going to help you. But it's preventative, and we know preventative is not called refuah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chav Ches and Sif Chav Zayin, Makash Shenisrapa Nosa Le Ritia She'ena Ela Kim Mishamra. Anything that is preventative, right? Then it's okay. As we know, if somebody doesn't want to get heartburn, they can take a Tums before they get heartburn. It's preventative. Ramosha has a big tshuva regarding vitamins. Vitamins, he says. As vitamins are mutter, one of the reasons is because vitamins just make you healthy and robust so that you don't get sick. You make yourself stronger so infection can't affect you, but it's not considered refua. So that would be brushing teeth also. Another heter would be machal briyim. Machal briyim, even people who have perfect teeth brush their teeth. Right, it's like, so anything that's considered machal briyim, even if you're doing it for refua, wouldn't be a problem. So those are all issues with the toothpaste. The toothbrush also has some issues. Number one, there could be an issue of schita, of squeezing out. The Gemara talks about in Shabbos and Daf Chuf Chav Ches transferring oil on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. In my Sitzuchal and Air, Fechola needs a candle. Chaverta Malekas Lassan Air, Zachola Shish, Pasakani, can light a candle. Vimai Sitzuchal is Shemin, Chaverta Mavila Shemin, Biyad. And if you need oil, bring some in your hands. Vimai Nasoi Biyad, Mavia Besiren. If not, you could transfer it in your hair. And if not, you could bring it in a cleat. Right? So the best is put it on the hands, hair, or a cleat. Says the Gemara, Vetepik Le Mishim Schita. Isn't that Schita if you put it in the hair? Rabbi Rav Yosi Dami Travayu, right? Not allowed to squeeze out fruit on Shabbos, so squeezing out oil from hair, wouldn't that be a problem? So says the Rav Yosi and Rabbi, Ein Schita Beseir. Ein Schita Beseir. There's no Schita when it comes to hair. It's not really absorbed in that you are squeezing it out. Rashi, Tepik Lemishim Schita, there in Shabbos, Kuf Chafes, Lame Lohevila Bekli, Shlotachal Shabbos, Behotza. You want to say it's better to bring it in the hair than in a kli, because you're not going to violate Hotza? Hachanami, Hakamachal of Schita. Are you violating by Schita? Says the Rashi, in Schita Beseir, Shu Kasha the Eno Boleya. Because Schita from hair is hard. It's not Boleya. Schita is only when you are taking out something that is absorbed. But this is not absorbed, and therefore there's no Schita B'Seir. The Magen Mishnah does say, in Perek Tezvav, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Miu Isura Ika. There's an Issa D'Rabbanan even by Schita B'Seir. This is very Halacha L'Maisa in terms of going to the mikvah on Shabbos. Beis Yosef discusses in Yoredei and Kufsadi Tes, how does a woman go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Quotes the Kolbo, Anitama, Heich Isha Yicholo Litvo Belel Shabbos V'yantif, Heich Tenatzal Mischita Seyar, V'lachena Niyomer Sheru'uya Tfila Li Dachos An Motzi Shabbos V'yantif. That's the Kolbo. That is not what the generally poskim assume. Right? He quotes, V'ava Bishen Divrei Harayvid B'zefer Bali HaNefesh, Ein Lidchos Divrei Kolani Ravasa, Tashor Litvo B'yantif V'shabbos. We paskin, says the Beis Yosef, the woman could go on Shabbos and Yantif. Why isn't there Schita B'Seir? So there are many different answers given to that question. But again, only the Magen Mishnah says that Durabanan. According to Pashas Rashi and others, it is Mutter totally. So again, is there Schita when it comes to a toothbrush? So Rav Moshe says yes in that little tshuva. Back to the Rav Moshe. Ubelo toothpaste, baha brush hamiyuchad lamutter. If you have a separate brush for Shabbos, which we'll get to soon, but if the brush is wet, tov shalo lachib gamayim kodem anikui michshash schita b'seyar. Rav Moshe says, using the toothbrush, because the water gets caught in between the bristles, and when you brush teeth, it comes out, so that is a problem. So you can't even brush your teeth with water, says Rav Moshe. But if you look in the Sri De'esh, in our Chaim Sim Alamed, he has a number of reasons, and Rav Avadya, a number of reasons, Lakula, that this is not a problem. The Sri De'esh says, number one, it's a psikresha b'durabanan, two, it's a right, lafini esati yish lasadi latera michshas haschita ein lesser sharei inim eskaven klal lischod the ein lomar davi psikreisha sharei bisa drabanan mutter right mutter psikreisha maybe it's a double drabanan. Then he says maybe there's another heter that's holich liibud. Maybe there's another heter. Remember the discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid about a sponge. If a sponge has a handle, then it's called a kli and there's no problem. Veish letzarei flaheter mashisker kvodo bisvog sheish lo besachiza mutter lekanechbo. You could use a sponge with a handle. So do here, this is like a sponge with a handle, and therefore it is mutter. And then he says, also, kavan abrius, right? If at most this is an issa d'rabanan, at most. So then, benidon didan, ef shalarov b'nei adam lamod, baloni kain shinayim. Most people won't be able to handle it. And again, this was written in 1931 in Berlin. I would say kal v'chomer, 90 years later, that this is what has been accepted. But again, he's just talking about the schita issue. Regarding the schita issue, he does not think that it is a problem. Rav Avadya, in that same tshuva I mentioned before, he holds again, sex feika lakula, classic. Using sex fake in terms of psak. Maybe the halacha is like those that say psik resha bidrabanan is mutter lagamrei. And even if you say one drabanan, psik resha bidrabanan is usser, maybe the halacha is like those that say ein schita b'seir totally. Totally, not even in a drabanan. So he is a mekel. The other issue regarding the toothbrush is uvdin dechol, that's brought up by some. Again, this is a very hard issue to define what is a weekday activity, something that normally is only done on the weekdays. How do you define that? Very unclear. We're not going to get into that right now. But Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya both bring it up that you should have a separate toothbrush for Shabbos. It's based on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes that even if talking about brushing hair on Shabbos, even if you're doing it in a very soft way, so that no hairs come out, you should have a separate brush. Because usually this brush is used in the normal way where hair comes out and therefore it's over the chol. Is that the same thing as this? right? If you say that brushing teeth is not usher during the week anyway, you're not doing anything, it's a malacha, so why should you need a separate one? Okay, but Rav Avadya, and that Rav Moshe says, even if you don't use water, you should have a separate brush. Just two other issues to mention. General issues. Number one is hachana. Rav Moshe says in that little shuv again, even after, let's say you brush it without water, you should not rinse off your toothbrush afterwards, because that's hachana. Hachana, there are many examples in the Gemara about the hachana, can't wash dishes for after Shabbos, making a bed for after Shabbos, but many are those that allow some type of brushing teeth are makel. Number one, it's a right, it's a need right now. Right now, it's disgusting if I don't brush my, if I don't rinse it off. So it's not hachana for the next time. Right now, it's a need. Number two, you could look at this as the end of the brushing process. Right? It's not that you are preparing for the next time you brush. After you brush your teeth, you rinse off your toothbrush. That's not hachana. And finally, the third heter might be Rav Shlomo Zalman in Perach Chav Ches and Shmir Shabbos says, "Kol davar she'ein ba'asiyaso mishum tircha." If any that's not a tircha at all, v'gam regilim la'asoso, and many times you do it without even thinking about what you're doing. That's mutar la'asoso b'Shabbos, like taking a talis back from shul. So this might be included in that too. Davar she'ein ba'tircha klal, there's no problem of hachana. One should also note that if one's gums bleed when they brush, then they can't brush. But that's chavala, that's causing blood. So again, just to summarize, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter both hold that regular brushing teeth is fine with anything. Rav Avadya says regular toothpaste is fine just with a separate Shabbos toothbrush. Others, Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Sri De'esh, don't think that the schita is an issue, but maybe the memorech might be an issue, so if you use liquid toothpaste, it will be okay. Rav Moshe is the most machmir in terms of only a dry toothpaste without, dry toothbrush without cleaning it afterwards. Okay, we will stop here.